little bit about, hopefully everybody got their outlines because we got some great information to talk about today. I want to talk for just a little bit about the incentive program because a lot of people need to step into it. You know, the incentive program, getting to Moon Palace is critical for all of you. Even if you say, Mary Jo, I don't like Mexico, I don't need a vacation, I don't know how many people are going to say that, but you know, we all make excuses of why we don't need to be there. But I'm going to suggest to you, if you're a real leader in your organization, you're going to win this trip no matter what, because that's what being a leader is all about. It's about stepping up, showing an example, setting the example, so that you can get the rest of your organization motivated to do the same thing. And to get there, it only takes 100 points, and it only takes a minimal increase in GPV in anyone's downline. So it's very doable by each and every one of us. It's just a matter of saying and committing to it and saying, I'm going to be in Moon Palace. And that's all you got to do. Just commit to it. Make the commitment, set your intent, and watch all the mechanisms that are going to appear. And I'm about to teach you one major one today, so you can take this. Just with this one mechanism you learned today on this call, you can get to Moon Palace, just with this one. But there are plenty of other ones out there. You just got to get out there and you got to share. But first and foremost, you're not going to get to Moon Palace unless you start getting out of that comfort zone and moving out and talking to people. You've got to share our incredible mission, the incredible gift Manatech provides us with these glyconutrients. So, and I always tell people this too. You know, some people go, oh, Mary Jo, I don't know if I can. Well, let me ask you this question. If you only got to 80 points and you didn't quite make the trip, what is the downside to that? Like, nothing. The upside is you've contacted and you've gotten more and more people started on the products than you ever did in the same 5-month period of time. So it's a win-win-win. It is always a win to go after these incentives because you cause great momentum in your organization, great momentum in your own business and your own efforts, and you see yourself and you push yourself a little bit more. So you stop sitting around on the rear end and coming up with excuses why not to. So we just got to get out there and share. There's tons of people waiting to hear about what these glyconutrients can do for their body, for their future, for their health. And we're in a position to go and do that. So let's all commit to making that incentive program, being there. And it's what a blast it is because you get to interact with a lot of other big business builders around Manatech that you may never get to meet. And that gives you some time and energy to be able to share with them and talk with them. I love these conventions or these trips because I get to meet so many new people and people that have used my video and other things. And I just, they always come up to me and ask all sorts of questions, and that's what you want to do. Go find big business builders and ask them tons of questions. Find out what they're doing, what be different that they're doing than you're doing. And maybe you learn something new and a new way to approach the business. And maybe it'll help move you forward quicker. So it's just a matter of, you know, opening yourself, being around people who are successful. That's going to help you be more successful. So enough on the incentive. Everybody get there, make your list. We only have 3.5 months to go because we're already a month and a half into it. We just finished the second week of the second period into the incentive program. So you've got 3.5 months to get those points collected. So we got to get on the stick and do it. Any questions about the incentive program? Everybody really clear about the plane flight that they've already booked to go to Moon Palace? Another great way of getting yourself there. Book your flight now so that you have something at risk. Because then if you don't win it, what are you going to do with the plane flight? Right? I've got a number of people who've already done that. They've locked in their flights. They've called, they've booked their flights, they've paid for their flights because Manatech reimburses you. And that's another thing to put at risk. Okay, ringing in the background. I need everybody to *6. I don't want crying children and I don't want silly phone calls. *6 will allow you to mute yourself. *6. If you want to know if you're *6 or not, all you have to do is talk and we're going to hear your voice. So there. If you hear yourself, yep, then you know you're not *6. We heard you. Yep, I can hear somebody said hello. Okay, let's jump in and talk about chiropractors. Why chiropractic? That's the purpose of the call. A lot of you have already started utilizing some of the materials we put together, and I just want to really walk through this step by step and allow people, if you have questions, you can ask questions as we go through it. And chiropractors are just a phenomenal wealth of sign-ups for us. It's an incredible mechanism to get a lot of people started in your business quickly. So let's talk why chiropractic. First of all, what is chiropractic? It's important for you to learn the language of chiropractors and what their science is about. You need to understand what their practice is. So if
Could I have people quiet on the call? Or star six, you're interfering, and I can't take questions if you're going to be... Okay, so learn what the language is, what the science is about, and you really need to fully understand that, because if you're going to go forward in your business with signing up a chiropractor, you don't want to walk in there and not understand what their paradigm is. So you need to learn what the science is. And if you get, we put out an associate handbook, and we're going to talk about these later. In there, we have 2 to 3 pages just describing what is chiropractic, how is it consistent with glyconutrient technology. So you want to really get to understand what chiropractic's all about. Don't come off as an expert to the chiropractor. He's the expert. What you are is just somebody there to support his business. So do not come off as an expert. They are, but have enough knowledge so you can talk intelligently about subluxations in the spine, cellular communication from the brain to the rest of the human body. That kind of language you want to be familiar with. The second thing, why chiropractic? Because it's totally congruent with what we're doing with glyconutrients. Chiropractic speaks about cellular communication. That's the whole concept behind chiropractic. What they believe in is the subluxations in the spine, which are the disruptive things in the spine that cause the spine not to have a flow from the brain through the spinal column of information. If there's a subluxation, it stops the flow of information from the brain, stops it from getting to every cell in the human body, because that's where all the information from the brain is dispersed. Through what? Through the spinal column. And if you have a problem with something being ajar, your vertebrae are out of alignment, anything that happens like that can stop or interrupt the flow of information from the brain to every cell in the human body. So when you start talking chiropractic about cellular communication from the brain to every cell in the human body, of course, what do we hear? We hear the same language that we talk about with glyconutrients, cell-to-cell communication. So there's an absolute total congruence between glyconutrient technology and chiropractic. Chiropractors talk about the innate intelligence in the human body. Our body has an innate intelligence. God created it and made no mistakes. It has its own internal intelligence to operate in total homeostasis, in perfect harmony within itself. What destroys that whole process, or the ability of the body to have the perfect homeostasis in the human body, is by the introduction of toxins or the creation of deficiencies. Those are the two major factors that cause our bodies to be out of balance. Thus, our cells get uneasy, or what we call in our society, disease. Disease is just a lack of ease. There's no ease in the body, it's disease. Disease occurs because our cells are uneasy, they get out of balance, homeostasis isn't involved, and it creates all sorts of different symptoms. And doctors love to group those symptoms together and give them a name. And that's just what disease is. It's just our cells are out of whack. They're out of balance, they're out of homeostasis, caused by toxins and creation of deficiencies. All this language we get from chiropractic books, they're all the same. It says the same kind of stuff that we say when we go out and share about glyconutritionals. That's what really makes us so distinct compared to any other nutritional supplements when you're working with a chiropractor. Other supplements don't talk about cellular communication. Ours does. That's what makes our language so clearly in fit. I kind of call it's like a hand fitting in a glove when you're working with chiropractic and glyconutrients. We're the language of cellular communication. They're the language of cellular communication. Okay? So that's how we fit so well. Sphere of influence, that's the third reason. Chiropractic has a phenomenal sphere of influence. They work with lots of patients. Some of these chiropractors are seeing as many as 800, 1,200 patients a week. I mean, it's huge. They run family practices. They're gigantic. They really have tremendous kind of sphere of influence, a base of people that if you can get the chiropractor on board with you within a very short period of time, you can be signing up 10, 20, 30 people a day out of that chiropractic office, because those patients are going to take the suggestion of the learned doctor who they trust. If that doctor says, hey, I recommend glyconutrients, really take a serious look at this. It fits perfectly with what we're doing with chiropractic. I mean, that patient is going to have already a propensity to say yes. The other critical thing that all of you as Manitouchers need to know is that when you work with chiropractic chiropractors and chiropractic patients, you're beyond the fact of those kind of people. Remember, we come across the people that say, I'm only going to do what my doctor says. Well, people are already going to chiropractors, are already accepting alternative medicine in their lives. It's like working with a naturopath or a homeopath or colon hydrotherapist, massage therapist, physical therapist, health food stores. These people are already denying. They're saying, we don't want the drug paradigm. And chiropractors are adamant about that. In fact, a lot of you probably don't know, I'm trying to get a chiropractor friend of mine to write a book. And these chiropractors, I mean, their children have never, most of them, their children have never had a drug in their body. They've never gotten vaccinated. They had their babies at home. It's incredible the life they lead compared to what we do, because we're out there in the secular world believing everything the doctors tell us, and we're so nervous about the first childbirth. We're going to doctors 24/7. These guys they never even see a doctor. They deliver the baby at home. It's incredible what goes on in the chiropractor's life. And I think that a lot of us aren't familiar with that. And it's a wonderful story to be told. And they avoid vaccinations. So what else are they avoiding? Autism? This is the kind of things that they see in their lives. And how do you do that as a parent? Some of you are saying, well, Mary Jo, you have to be vaccinated. I'm going to tell you, you don't. None of these chiropractors' kids have been vaccinated. So we're working with one of them to write a book, because I think it would really help educate a lot of people in America that there is an alternative to what the doctors are saying. So you can see the language there is so consistent with us. And the fourth reason I put in there why chiropractic is, could I get *6 on you squealing in the background? Thank you. So the fourth characteristic here is the timing is now. The timing is now because, of all the work that we have done, there are a group of us that have been working with the ICA for the last almost 2 years now. The ICA is the International Chiropractors Association. And the whole story behind that goes as follows. I've been working with chiropractors for 3 to 4 years. One of my chiropractors in Rainbow City, Alabama, Mike McClellan and his wife, one night we were sitting up talking, and he said, Mary Jo, why are we doing this so small? He had seen remarkable results with his son, who was being forced at 4. They were trying to tell him to put him on Ritalin because his behavior is so outrageous. And of course, Mike said, man, this kid has never had a drug in his body. He was raised and born at home, on and on. I'm not about to put a class 2 narcotic in his body. So Mike fought that, and they tried everything under the sun, and nothing was working for him. And finally, they got involved with us, with glyconutrients, and this child is getting smiley faces every day on his school papers coming home from school today. He's now 7 years old. This is 3 years later, and he's doing awesome. A total new kid. And Mike himself, as a chiropractor, had massive pain in his upper left of his body. He almost thought like he was having a heart attack, because after adjusting for 20 years, they put a lot of pressure on that part of their body when they're doing the standard hand adjustment. And he got started on the products. I put a protocol together for him. And within 10 days, Mike said, he used to wake up in the morning with feeling like there was somebody crushing his chest. There was a body. He felt like there was a body sitting on his chest when he'd wake up in the morning. And by the end of his days, 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, he could hardly move. He felt like there was almost paralysis setting in. He was getting numb in that part of his body. And he was afraid he was going to have a heart attack. And now he's doing terrific. He doesn't have any of those feelings. They're gone. So Mike saw all these great things with himself, his son, and his patients. He started his patients on it. And his comment to me was, Mary Jo, why aren't we doing this bigger? This is so small, one chiropractor at a time. So the next day he had me on the phone. We had a speaker phone conference call with the president of the International Chiropractor Association. His name is Dr. C.J. Mertz. And from that point forward, it was almost 2 years ago, June, we just started working with the ICA. We started working with them. We had them in the Dallas. They met with Dr. Reg. They met with Dr. Boyd. They met with Sam Castor, the president, the vice president, and one of their physiologists. We had numerous phone calls. We went around to chiropractic conventions throughout 2004, meeting with different chiropractors and meeting with the head physiologist behind all this, his name is Dr. Chestnut. And through all that work with them and educating them, giving them all the information, we finally, in December of last year, received from them, C.J. Mertz said, great, I'm ready to go. I believe every human being ought to have glyconutrients in their diet as a supplementation. And so we got kind of this huge endorsement by the president of the ICA. And the other thing that, God has perfect timing. The other thing that transpired is, when we first started working with the ICA, they told us that they were coming to the conclusion in the International Chiropractic Association that they needed to train chiropractors on nutrition and train them on human physiology so that they could recommend diet and nutrition to their patients, because the combination is critical because we have so many deficiencies. So the ICA had already started working on developing a wellness certification course. So here we step into their lives with glyconutrients in the process of them just starting to develop this course. Well, the textbook for that course has now been published. It came out in January of 2005. People, that's 3 months ago. It's called The Innate Diet and Natural Hygiene. And the textbook, because of all the work we did with Dr. Chestnut over the last year and a half, in that textbook, there's 7 pages written up on glyconutrients. And they quote Dr. Bill McAnally profusely throughout those 7 pages. And at the end of that section in the book, they state that monosaccharides are clearly deficient in our human diet today. And if you're not eating the Paleolithic or the innate diet on a daily basis, it's mandatory that you take these supplements. Isn't that terrific? The name of the book is called The Innate Diet and Natural Hygiene. And you'll, at the end of your outline, you'll see the source for it. And I'll give you that. We'll talk about that when we get there. But it's because it's brand new. It's absolutely brand new. The only places I know that you can get it from is from the wellness certification course. If you wanted to, I think they're selling it for $75 on that website for wellness certification by the ICA. Or you can buy it because they've given me the authority to sell it. So, in fact, I think I'll probably sell more books to Manatech Associates than they're going to sell to chiropractors, at least up front. Anyway, you can buy it at the following website, Manatrain, M-A-N-N-A-T-R-A-I-N, manatrain.net, www.manatrain.net. You can go to that website, you can buy the book there. But there are other, it's really a chiropractic support site right now for people who want to work with chiropractors. So you can see why the timing is so critical, everybody, that now is the time to really go after it, because chiropractors are in tune with nutrition. They're getting bombarded by the ICA just to take this class, to register for this. Could I get somebody to star 6, please? It's at the back of your outline. It's called Innate Diet and Natural Hygiene. Okay. I could talk to them about that, you bet, and maybe even get Manatech to do it and do it through DupliPack, you bet. Uh-huh. That's like we do with the Harper's Biochemistry. That might be a great idea. I'll talk to Chestnut about that and see what he wants to do with that. Great idea. I'm going to recommend that if you choose to step into going after chiropractor offices and really exploding your business with working with chiropractors, that you absolutely have that book. Because it's such a, you'll never give it away, but you'll bring it to you when you go in chiropractor meetings to show them what's in the innate diet book. So, because a lot of them will be even be familiar with the book. Every one of them will be familiar with Dr. Chestnut. But you definitely want to have that book just as a reference point. If you choose to step into approaching chiropractor offices, you want to have it on that first meeting when you go to meet with them. Okay? It's one of the things you'll find out when you look at the other booklets that we've done. Okay, so that's basically what the why. Now let's say how to approach a chiropractor. The most important thing you need to do is you need to get an appointment because you want to be face-to-face. This is a business of face-to-face. A lot of you want to go into the yellow pages and find 100 chiropractors and send them a cover letter. Not going to work. I'm going to tell you over and over again, all of those letters are getting thrown in the garbage. So don't do that. I don't care how outstanding you think your letter is. They won't even open the envelope. They get inundated every day by nutritional supplement companies. You have something totally unique that's now endorsed by the president of the ICA. It's part of the wellness certification course. You can't get that communicated in a letter effectively enough because the minute they think it's a nutritional supplement, they're going to throw it away. So do not take that approach. Do not waste your time. Do not waste your energy. Yeah. In the associate handbook, which is also available on that same website, Manatrain website, we go through how to approach a chiropractor, and it goes through that. I'm just going to give you some ideas on how to do that. Number one, if you know a patient, your best bet is to already use a patient that already goes to that chiropractor, because then he's got something at stake, and that can open a door for you. Visit the office. You can do that. You can go visit the office, and you're not going to get a chance probably to see a chiropractor if you knock on his door and visit his office. but you may be able to open the door to get a future appointment. So go with the intent to get a future appointment with him. Call for an appointment. That's really your number one way. And some of you are going to go, oh, Mary Jo, how do I get past the gatekeeper? And that is a huge problem with any medical professional. I don't care if it's a colon hydrotherapist, massage therapist, physical therapist, health food store owner, chiropractor. All these people are very busy people, and they have gatekeepers. They actually hire staff members to shelter them, to keep them from having to have to deal with people like you on the phone. But we put specific words in there, in the associate handbook that we've put together. We have a script in there to use to actually break that down, because you want to make the words powerful enough that the person who's the gatekeeper feels that they can't filter your phone call because it's too important. And that's all in the associate handbook. So you want to call to get appointments. You want to try to, your whole goal is to get an appointment with the chiropractor. The other way you can do it is you can make your own appointment as a new patient. Some people do that to trick themselves to get into the chiropractic office. I don't think that's necessary. I think you can do all of this by phone. As long as you use the right words and you talk the right language, it'll work for you. So that suggestion on how to get past the gatekeeper, if you want, again, it's massively taught in that associate handbook. The script is in there if you want to do that. If that's what you'd like to do, go after the chiropractor. If that's what your choice is to do that, then I would suggest you get that associate handbook. It's only $5. It's on the same website as is the Innate Diet and Natural Hygiene textbook. So then after you get the appointment, let's say you finally get through the chiropractor, you spend limited amount of time because you don't want to do the whole presentation over the telephone. That's not what this is about. You can't talk. He's trying to get rid of you that way. And what you want to do is you want to get him some things in his hand, some materials to read, and then you want to follow up and meet with him one-on-one. You only need 15 minutes, half an hour with him. I'm going to suggest you make a 15-minute appointment with him, and that appointment's going to turn into probably 45 minutes to an hour. That's what happened to me every time. They think they're getting you for 15 minutes, but by the time you start opening your mouth and sharing this stuff with them, they get so excited about it, they keep going. They stick out that meeting. But, you know, you want to make sure you get the meeting in advance of a meeting. You want to research the chiropractor's office, find out what kind of chiropractor he is, really find out what major conditions he services, and you can do that through staff members at the chiropractic office or other patients. The other thing you want to do is you want to send him a cover letter with materials. You want to give him some preliminary materials to review before you get there. Be very, very concise in what you do and what you say. And I even have, in that associate handbook, we have cover letters that are in the appendix, so you can even see what cover letters we've used effectively opening up chiropractic offices in advance of that appointment. So we give you cover letters to use. We also suggest you specific defined materials to use, because if you send him 10 things, he's never going to look at any of it. So you want to make it very, very concise. What you use is very, very concise. Some of my favorite materials are Miracle Sugars, the validation sheet. I also like to use the Slick, because Dr. C.J. Mertz has a quote now out there that's on a Slick, and you can also, could I get somebody a star six? A Slick that you can also buy in the manatrain.net website. Could I get somebody to star six? I don't need to hear the family arguments in the background, please. If anyone recognizes the person on the call, I will star five. If anyone recognizes that voice, please get to the person. We get a lot of new people on the call, and what happens is that's what happens because they're not trained. So make sure they know star six to mute. Yes, I can. Okay. Sounds like we cleared it up. All right. So anyway, what to give them, the introductory materials, simple materials like Miracle Sugars, validation sheet. I also suggest you send them rheumatoid arthritis, inflammation, and fibromyalgia, the glycoscience.org reports on that. You know, they're 2 or 3 page write-ups on impact of glyconutrients on fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis. The reason being that those are classic conditions that are seen by chiropractors, and they're going to see. I'm star fiving. Okay, hopefully I've cut all the noise out now. Sorry you can't. get on board with me, but we just have people who won't read the instructions. Okay, so we send materials like that out to the chiropractor in advance, and all of that, again, is also in the associate handbook. What materials to send? Be very concise. The cover letter needs to be very concise, very exacting. Why are you different? And then the appointment comes up. You walk into the appointment, and you actually bring with to the appointment more materials. Have an outline at the appointment. The most effective mechanism that we've seen and done over the years working with chiropractors is always start with the Science of Glycobiology first. In fact, we actually use Science Magazine. Some of you are familiar with the Science Magazine. If you've ever seen any of my videos, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because I love using it as a visual for people to understand cellular communication. Science Magazine is the front cover of Science Magazine from March of 2001. That magazine is such a wonderful reflection of, again, the actual visual of what the outside of a cell looks like. And you can get that if you don't have Science Magazine. They're not making any more reprints, but in that clinic handbook, which is also available on that website, and we'll go over that in a minute when we talk about how to implement, we have a CD in that clinic handbook that's inside the back cover. There's a little pocket, and there's a CD in there. On that CD are all the downloadable forms, all the documents, all the cover letters, all the forms, and we also have the Science Magazine front cover in color on that CD. So if you get that implementation clinic booklet, you pop the CD in, you download that Science Magazine front cover, and you will be able to duplicate that, get it laminated, and that's what you take into that first meeting with the chiropractor, because he needs to see what you're talking about. So I have all my people using Science Magazine or a laminated front cover of it, and that's a great way to do any one-on-ones with any person because it gives them a visual of what this Science of Glycobiology is all about. So number one, you teach them Science of Glycobiology. What is it all about? This new science, how cells talk to each other. Number two, you go through why we fit with chiropractic. We're about cellular communication, they're about cellular communication. Number three is why they need us. Why do chiropractors need us? They need us because they have patients that come in every single week, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, on and on. And you know what? They make them feel better temporarily, but they're not resolving their issues. And it's incredible how it breaks their heart, and they feel so frustrated because they feel like just if we could do something else. And they know there's something missing, but they don't know what it is. And you are there to give them that information. And when they start seeing that, it's incredible the results they get with these products with their patients. In addition to chiropractic, adding in the glyconutrients is a perfect fit. And they need us because if they're true healers, they're going to want to see the absolute best results with their patient base. So you have to talk about what the difference is that we're projecting in their practice when they start using glyconutrients in aid of their process. Chiropractic plus glyconutrients, the results they can see. And then the fourth thing for the meeting would be prepared for responses. Understand totally the implementation in their office. In other words, you better understand how this works. Because major complaints from chiropractors, you associates out there, a lot of you have approached chiropractors in the past, and one of the big problems is you come to me, I hear a lot of it from the field, where they say, Mary Jo, I signed up a chiropractor and he just won't share with his patients. Well, I'm going to tell you people, that's not his job. You are trying to go and take a fellow who's got a full-time job in doing chiropractic and try to give him another job to do, and he's not going to do it. Most of these guys don't see themselves as salesmen, marketing people. They're not going to market the products. They don't want to market the products. In fact, that's why they shut down so many people like you and me when we go in their practice, because they've already been through a network marketing thing before or had carried products in their office, and it's been a total failure because they don't see themselves as salesmen or marketing people. That's where you have to step in and say that's not their job. You are going to take that role. You are going to be the support team to make that happen at the chiropractic office. And that all of that information on how you're going to do that is all in the implementation handbook. If you're not willing to step into that role, then I'm going to suggest you don't go around and sign up chiropractors because they're too busy and they really don't want to be network marketing kings and queens. What they want to do is see health in their patients. And if you have a program where you're going to be the support team to make that happen for them and you're going to educate their patients, they'll be more than willing to recommend it, promote meetings, promote all that, but they don't want to step into a full-blown Manatech associate-type role. So make sure you're ready to fill those shoes if you want to go after a chiropractor. The other great thing that we talk about with chiropractors to help you know, respond to some of their issues is the inventory stocking. You know, some of them go, I don't want to have inventory in my office. Well, of course, with Manatech, you have no inventory in your office. You don't have to carry any of it. You might want some on display, but you don't have to carry any. And you're surely not marketing it. You're not selling it and buying it and selling it and selling it at retail. It's not about shuffling inventory. Manatech sends it direct to the patient, so that's not part of their job. So anyway, so there's a bunch of different issues that can come up with a chiropractor when you're in that meeting. And in the handbook, the associate handbook, we list about 8 or 9 of those at the end and what kind of responses you need to be ready and prepared to have for them. And that's the gist of how do I get the chiropractor appointment, how do I successfully work with them, and how do I get them signed up. That's the that whole first handbook, associate handbook, that's step one. It's kind of like, how do I make this happen? And once you get the once you get to the point where the chiropractor is ready to go, now you have to be stepping into number 3 in the outline, which is how to implement in a chiropractor's office. How do I implement glyconutrient technology in a chiropractor's office? And in the, we have an implementation book. It's called the Clinic Handbook, and that's also available on www.manatrain.net. We put that together to help you guys with implementation processes. There's 5 steps. We have a 5-step process in there. It's also a handbook that you can give to the chiropractor so he can see what it's going to take, what role he needs to play or doesn't need to play, because he's not going to be able to want to step into something that's going to take a lot of his time and energy. So it's a great little handbook for the chiropractor's office. It talks about the clinic coordinator, which is one of the people you need to start working with. That person has to be picked out of his staff, or sometimes it's even the chiropractor if he has a very small staff. But even the clinic coordinator doesn't have a lot of hours that they need to put into it. We estimate anywhere from 2 to 8 hours a week, depending on how many patients they get on board. If it's a huge chiropractic office, it may take more time, of course, and if they're more effective at implementation, they're going to have many more patients on the product, so there will be more time involved. But never should never be more than 2 to 8 hours a week that that person is dedicating to glyconutrient technology and implementation. So anyway, in the book, so what are the 5 steps that we have in that booklet? Okay, step 1 is signing up the chiropractor. What level do you sign them out? What about staff and other chiropractors in one office if there are multiple chiropractors? What happens to the products in the sign-up pack? All of that is covered. What level chiropractors come in is really their option. We present them 3 options, but up front, I don't care. Most of the chiropractors I sign up front come in at 99. It's not until they start, when I go in there and do an op meeting for them and do the education for the patients, when they get 10, 20 patients signed up, 30, 40 patients signed up, that's when you start sitting down with them or they come to you. That's actually what's happened to me. I've had chiropractors say, Mary Jo, I want to make some money out of this. What's the best way? Do I need to upgrade? And that's when they upgrade to All-Star. So don't force the All-Star pack on a brand new chiropractor or you're going to be cutting yourself short. That could be a stumbling block that doesn't open the door for you. Your most important thing is to get the chiropractor signed up. He can choose what level. In the chiropractic implant clinic book that we have, we actually have a chart in there of the 3 different, 99 master, or now it's called basic, essential, and premium packs. We have a chart in there that outlines for him what the differences are in the compensation plan. It's found in the appendix, and then of course it's also on the CD. So they have the information there so they can acknowledge what the differences are. So you have that available for them. So what level? What about staff? We recommend staff get high positions in the organization, because if you get a staff member directly under the chiropractor, and multiple staff members under the chiropractor, they're going to help promote the business too, because now they can get team bonuses and they can actually make income off of it too. So you're building residual income, not just for the chiropractor, but for the staff members. Same thing with multiple chiropractic office. You have many of the chiropractors are at the top of legs, and that's what we do. The products that they get, of course, most important is that if you're going to have a chiropractor office promoting glyconutrients, you want to make sure the chiropractor is taking the products himself. So you build a pack, whether it's 99 or the 329, whatever pack it is, you build a pack to get enough products for himself and his family members. So you work with him on that level so that they're on the products, and then he gets on automatic order to make sure he keeps getting the products in. So that's step 1, getting the chiropractor. Step 2 is introduce the patients to glyconutrients. This is just the initial introduction. The initial introduction is always going to come from the chiropractor himself or from his office. We suggest they stock Miracle Sugars validation sheets and some DVDs. The other way they can do it is play a DVD in the waiting room if there's a TV present. And of course, we have many choices available here. There's a new one out by Dr. Willen, which is apparently terrific. I have not seen it yet, but my people from the field are coming back with tremendous commentary on it. My product video happens to be the one that most of the chiropractors I've worked with have in their front room. Jeff Allen's Outside the Box. We Listened is another one that just came out. The Atlanta group put that together, which is just terrific with mass quantity of testimonials on it. So whatever, you know, you need to just review all of these and pick and choose which one you feel fits for you in terms of getting a DVD in that waiting room if there happens to be a TV present. So there are many ways of getting information out to the patients. You just have to be creative and make sure that that chiropractic office has some technique to get education to their patient base. If they happen to be doing workshops, which many organizations now that have been systematized, chiropractic offices that have been following a specific system, and there are many organizations out there. Dr. C.J. Mertz happens to be the CEO of a system company called the Waiting List Practices, WLP. And he builds systems. He's like the Michael Gerber of the chiropractic world. He builds systems for chiropractic offices, and part of their system is they have workshops. So every new client that comes on board goes through a workshop. That's another great way. Like Mike McClellan in Rainbow City, Alabama, he incorporates glyconutrients in his initial workshop with his new patients. So they're taught right up front, boom, right out of the box. When they come and sign up as a client for the chiropractic practice, they're introduced to glyconutrients in their very first workshop. So that's another way of getting that education to patients. And then the step three is, okay, now how do we take that education and really put it, get them to close? How do we take educating patients, educating staff, educating chiropractor to get them to close? Number one way is to schedule educational meetings. And you're the one that's going to be giving the meeting, not the chiropractor. You're not going to be educating the chiropractor to go out and do his own opportunity meetings, per se. And we don't call them opportunity meetings. We call them educational meetings. Because clearly this is not about building a business. Your commentary when you first meet with a chiropractor, he may ask you, is there a business behind this? And you can describe all of that at that point in time. But truly, this is about getting his patients started from a health perspective. He's not going to go after his patients to come in as business builders. They're going to make that decision on their own. He wants you to approach the patient base to help them get well. So you schedule an educational meeting, you help with flyers to help get the word out. And what's interesting, in that implementation handbook that we put together, the clinic handbook, we have three different flyers in there, just as suggested, you know, to suggestions on what they can use as a flyer. So they can even download those flyers off of the CD that's in there and just change the places, place, time, location, whatever it is, dates. They just change that and they can use those flyers for their own office. So they even have an inbuilt system for having their own flyers. So all of that is available. And, you know, so what the educational meeting is critical to get the word out, get the patients. The chiropractor gets involved by inviting all of his patients base. And usually when I go into a new town with this, they tend to go out and invite their chiropractic friends. So they'll go out in the chiropractic community and all of a sudden you'll have two or three other chiropractors at your initial meeting for the patients of one of the chiropractors involved. And then you can sign up the other chiropractor and work with his patients the same way. So it kind of has a snowball effect. If you're working in a specific location, you might be able to then go back and you might be able to do one educational meeting for three chiropractor offices instead of isolating it just to one, depending on location. So that's the way you do it. After you get done with the educational meeting on a given night, well, what you want to do is have a sign-up sheet. And usually we get these going in the chiropractic office in the days before the meeting, because there are going to be a lot of patients that can't come to the educational meeting. So you want to have a sign-up sheet that allows them to have a one-on-one with you, a personal consultation around nutrition with you the day after you do the opportunity or the educational meeting. So plan on being in that location. You'll go like on a Tuesday night, do an educational meeting, and Wednesday commit to being in the office from 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock till whenever. And what he does is he has a sign-up sheet that people start signing it at 8:39, 9:30. Half an hour appointments is all you need. That's all I've ever needed, and they work terrific. And you work with these people. Every half hour you have a new patient that comes in. And so you not only sign these patients up the night of the educational meeting, you can have plenty of sign-up forms there and sign up a bunch there, but a lot of them will sign up to have one-on-one appointments after they hear about it or before they hear about it, and you'll have a full day the next day in the chiropractor's office signing up all their patients. And when I work with this, we sign up. I mean, when we went to Rainbow City the first time, I think we had like 23, 24 signups the first day. I did Huntsville, Texas about a month ago. In fact, I'm going back tomorrow night. I'm going to be back in Huntsville. They want me back to do another one. They have me like inviting hospital people, retirement. I mean, it just starts exploding for you. But that's the day after the educational meeting, we signed up 20 patients of the guy in Huntsville. So you're going to, and I don't know how many of you get 20 signups in one day in your downline, but that's what this is about. This can really pop your business so quickly to get so many people on board so quickly. So you, and the same day that you're signing up these patients one-on-one, the day after the educational meeting, you at lunchtime, you want to make sure you book a lunchtime with the staff so that you can help educate the staff. You want the staff and the chiropractor to attend your educational seminar. That's crucial because that's part of their education. They're going to hear you do a live presentation. They're going to get educated there, and the staff. The lunch the next day with the staff is really to support them and all the questions, answers they have regarding what you said the night before, how do they get started, because you want to be getting those people signed up too. And then you want to work with the chiropractor on picking somebody on his staff to be what we call the clinic coordinator. That's just the person that you are in contact with on a going forward basis. Because your job is going to be pretty intimate with all these people for a period of time to get them up and going. But you want to have some person there that becomes the person you have the most direct contact with, which would be your clinic coordinator. They are also the ones that are going to learn how to put in the associate data to sign people up, because you're going to, down the road, make them independent. And this person needs to be familiar with computers and all that stuff. So the same day that you're doing all those one-on-ones, block in an amount of time, maybe an hour of time, with a clinic coordinator to work with them, just to get them, sit down with them on the Manatech website, show them all that information, how they put people in, show them the structure of what you're doing and placing the chiropractic patients. And they can run with it afterwards. Now, you're going to be babysitting them a lot more than that. Trust me, it's not one visit that gets them off to the races. So be ready to spend more time with them to really get them to understand it. But try to find somebody that's really open and interested, and a person who really loves working on computers, because then it makes it easier for you. And then you also provide them with more information when you go there for your first visit. They might want more information. They might want to see more materials, and then they can start ordering their own materials again through websites and giving them other sources of education. We give them other materials, websites, calls, meetings for further education, meeting schedulers so they see meetings in their areas, so that you're starting to open the door up to other ways that they can obtain more education and get their patients more educated. Step four, of course, is registering the patients. We use a very simple process now that's totally duplicatable. You can't walk into a chiropractic office with a recipe box and try to teach that. That's too difficult. It is very hard to teach people on how to utilize our 40 products with each patient and what quantities to give based on disease. So what we did is we developed, because of what happened in Atlanta, they basically opened our eyes to it. I'd seen it before, but I really liked what they were doing, the presidentials there. And if you don't know anything about Atlanta, they have 6 new presidentials in Atlanta, and all of them became presidential in less 2 years or less. So they're really growing and exploding there. They use what they call glycocellular health plans. And in the implementation book, or the clinic handbook, we have those plans outlined. I believe I had Lydia attach a copy of the glycocellular health plans that we're using. It's basically onto the outline today, so you could download that for yourself and just look at it. They basically have 3 levels. Level 1 is a basic health maintenance plan. Level 2 is chronic health condition plan. Level 3 is multiple chronic or severe health challenge plan. So you have 3 plans for adults, 3 plans for children, and you just pick which plan. Where do they fit? Do they have a chronic condition? Then you want them in the adult plan under level 2. And in the clinic handbook, not only do we have the glycocellular health plans, both in the booklet and on the CD, but we also have instructional sheets so that if you pick adult level 2, on the instruction sheet, it tells you exactly how to sign them up, what sign-up pack, what first auto order, and then what their monthly auto order is going to be from that day forward. So it's so clear, and it's so clean, it is so simple that I tell people, in fact, I used this in Iowa over the weekend when I was there training, I said, really, it's set up for a 10 IQ to be able to manage. It is that simple. I mean, it's all step 1, step 2, step 3. Now, let me highlight one thing with everybody on the call. A lot of you know I love Phytolo. I am not getting rid of Phytolo out of my life, nor have I ever stopped recommending it. In fact, it's still part of every one of my opportunity meetings. And I do not talk about Manatech's vitamin supplements in my educational meetings, because there are a lot of reasons for it. We can go over that in a different call, but that's just my preference. I don't want to be a Me Too vitamin salesman. I am into what is clearly lacking in your diet, and many people already are taking a vitamin, so I go after our four core technologies, okay? And that's how the plans have been structured, the glycocellular health plans that are in the clinic handbook. They're structured around Ambertose, AO+, and Phytolo, and that's what you're going to see in the plans. If you are working with Manitech's Optimal Health System and you're using their Optimal Health System as a sign-up pack, you know, a bottle of Plus, a bottle of AO, and a bottle of Glycentials, and that's how you're promoting your business, I have put on the CD in the back of the clinic handbook, six-month glycocellular health plans using Manitech's Optimal Health System. So you're not limited to what I've given you today as an attachment to this, this outline. You can have plans in there. They're plans that are redrafted for the adults, basically, because the child already gets GlycoBears in every one of the plans. But if you want to use the Manitech's Optimal Health System, and that's what you want to promote, those forms are also found on that disc. Both the six-month glycocellular health plans using Manitech's Optimal Health System and the instructional sheet that supports how to sign the people up. Okay, so you've got both ways, because I knew it'd be more universal for everybody if I included Optimal Health System, because a lot of you are using that structure when you're going out and marketing Manitech. All right, so that's how easy it is. You have plans, you introduce those, you show your people in the chiropractic office. Now it becomes very simple for them to recommend the products, because they have specific plans they can put people on. And each plan shows exactly what the cost is per day. Are you going to spend $4 a day, $7 a day? And for chronic severe health challenge plan is $17 a day. So you're going to see all that. And it also tells you what your first initial sign-up cost is and what your automatic order cost is going to be. All of that is in the little box for each one of those individual plans. Very concisely done, simple, straightforward, easy to implement. Okay, so that's what we're doing in registering the patients. We're not recommending anything but the 99 level on any of these signups. Why? Because you get too complicated. I mean, when you start trying to train a clinic coordinator and do that from day one and get all the patients in at all these different levels, you're getting way too complicated. Those people can stay at the 99 level unless they decide if they want to do it as a business. Then you can upgrade them to the All-Star Pack. And we've already done that with some people, even out of Huntsville. One of the people at Huntsville that I went to, I gave the presentation the last week in February in Huntsville, Texas, to a chiropractic firm there. Next day signed up like 20 people in his organization. And one of the women said, I want to do this as a business, Mary Jo, da 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 da. She came to Manifest. Could you imagine? I mean, 2 weeks later, she's at Manifest. So that's how exciting this gets. You're going to always find some people that say, is there a business? Can I do the business? And those are the people that are going to start upgrading and going a different direction. All right, and step five in the process is just your follow-up and support for the patients. And, of course, some of you are familiar with Mary Jo's four-step process and following up with a new consumer associate. And I use that same structure in the chiropractic clinic handbook. You do a cover letter immediately when the products are ordered. Their first pack, their registration pack is ordered. They get a cover letter congratulating them on taking a huge step in achieving optimal health. In there, it shows what products they're going to get in the mail, and it also tells them what they agreed to take. Included is also an introduction to Manitech product usage sheet. All of that, again, is found in the clinic handbook. 5 days later, a phone call. Did you get the products? How to get started? Make sure that they start. 2 weeks later, you call again, cleansing response, how are you doing, making sure they're staying consistent on the products, and if they have a cleanse response, you work it through with them. And then the fourth step in the first month follow-up is 3 weeks into the 3 weeks after the product were shipped, you want to send a letter out to them about auto order. Your auto order's coming, how to adjust your auto orders, there's even a sheet in there on how to adjust, so you don't become a Manitech auto order manager like so many of you are doing out there. Get out of that business. It's a waste of your time. You don't need to be managing everybody's auto order because you're just finding something to keep yourself busy so you don't prospect. And then you wonder why your business doesn't grow. So hold people capable. Empower people to manage their own auto order. Otherwise, you're just an enabler. And you think you're doing people favors when you're really just an enabler. And then people complain to me, well, they don't have a computer, Mary Jo. That's not your fault. So they use the telephone to to adjust their auto order. They still get a 5% discount. You don't have to, everybody doesn't have to get a 10% discount. That's not your fault, your job. Your job is to train them, educate them, empower them, hold them accountable, hold them to be capable to manage their own. Okay, so that's the extent of what we have. Hang on, I'm going to take star 5. Okay, do I have everybody back on? Somebody say yes. There you go. Okay, so anyway, that's the concept of approaching a chiropractor, steps to implementing it in their practice, and then if you want to get a hold of any of the materials I mentioned, the two handbooks, the associate handbook, the clinic handbook, the slick that has CJ Mertz's endorsement on it with his quote that's so phenomenal, and the innate diet or natural hygiene book, the textbook, if you want to order any of those four things, they're all available at the www.manatrain.net site. And really, the reason we put this together, you know, we did all the work, we got this ICA endorsement, we did all of that stuff, you know, and the purpose of all these materials, people, is to make it work for everybody. Because it's not about me, it's not about my downline, it's about every single one of you out in the field. Do you realize that if we take this material and we go out there and go after chiropractors and are effective with it, which these materials allow you to be, just this whole endorsement by them, we could double the size of Manatech in 12 months. Double the size of Manatech in 12 months. So, yeah. On flyers, you could get CJ Mertz's quote and use that on a flyer. You got it in that you can either get it, you can order the clinic handbook, it's in the clinic handbook, or you could order one of the slicks off of that site and use CJ Mertz's quote, president of the ICA. You look at that quote, it'll knock your socks off. You haven't gotten your books yet? Yeah, every ordered them last week. They all got mailed. She mailed everybody's books last week, so you'll get them soon. We could put that. We could put the quote in, an email out to the group. Yep. Okay. Yep. Are you having problems on the website? You have to click on the picture. Right. It keeps loading. Probably because there's everybody on this call is on the web page right now. I'm going to suggest, did you have the problem last week too on the website? Lydia, why don't you get on the phone? I'm going to put Lydia on the phone and why don't you repeat some of this. She's my web queen. She's going to... How many, what can you order? I'm sorry. The clinic handbooks. Anytime, if you're going to approach five different chiropractors, you want to make sure you have five clinic handbooks because you're going to want to give them one. It gives them downloadable forms, application forms for Manatech Associates. It gives them downloadable forms for the flyers that you want them to prepare for their meetings. It gives them downloadable forms on the glycocellular health plans, instructions on how to... A lot of that material they want to download and put in a book, a three-ring binder for their office operation. And it also outlines for them exactly how the implementation system works so they can get a flavor of how you're going to work with them. Yeah. I would think that you would want the associate handbook for yourself, only one, because that's for you to read and really get it. Now, if you have people in your downline you want to start approaching chiropractors too, you want them to get an associate handbook also. But the clinic handbooks are the ones that I think you want multiple copies of, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, hi. Good. Yep, you're a chiropractor. Yeah, see, and here, classic. What's the last thing you want to do? Manage inventory and do another business, right? There you go. Good. Uh-huh. Montreal. Yeah, they have me scheduled for Montreal in August, but we're trying to get me up there in June, and we don't have a specific date yet, but I will, why don't you, you have my email address, so just send an email and ask Lydia, and we'll try to keep, we'll keep you open to let you know as soon as we got Montreal booked. Okay? You bet. Hello? Uh-huh? Sure. Never, never. Never. In that half an hour one-on-one meeting, I only talk patients' health. If they say, is there a business involved? I say, absolutely. If you'd like to get some information, that I'll be happy to send you some. And I send it as a follow-up. But I never get into it in that half-hour meeting. Because the chiropractor doesn't want you there promoting business to his patients. He's not... I'm sorry? The enroller is always the chiropractor. Always. I don't care. You guys are getting, when you start thinking about making yourself the enroller, you're going, but Mary Jo, we're doing all the work. I don't care. If you want somebody to give you 20 signups in one day, are you willing to give the enroller bonus away if you get 20 new signups in your downline? People, do you realize that when you go do this, you're going to create a regional director in one day? Your first chiropractor you do this with, he'll be your regional director in one day. Now, wouldn't you like to have that kind of volume in your downline? Are you following me? Get out of the paradigm that you have to be the enroller because you do the work. Forget it. Do the work because he's going to be a referral machine to you and create incredible amount of business in your organization. What? Well, you're going to sign up the chiropractor and he's going to upgrade to All-Star. So if you do three or four of these, you got 40 points just in that. Yep. Absolutely. Oop. Dead. They all complained about the website. Every single one of them were going nuts on the website. They said it's sending me to blank sheet. It's downloading for...